Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here. I'm going to be sharing today about how to recover after an affair. Discovering that your husband or wife has cheated on you or is cheating on you is absolutely devastating. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to recover, how to process the emotions. I'm also going to be talking about the psychological responses to emotional pain, which is the fight, flight, or freeze response, as well as give some more tips if you have discovered that your husband or wife has cheated on you. In fact, because my affair recovery audio program is really taking off, so many people are buying this audio program and sharing how much it's helped them to process the affair, to heal from the affair, to move forward. I wanted to create a 3 series. So 3 episodes on affairs, so that if this is you, you can start to heal yourself, the marriage, and get the support that you need to make this year a really good year for you. So the 3 parts of the episodes that I'm going to be creating is how to recover after an affair. So how to help yourself, how to heal, how to decide what to do. Then I'm going to be talking about what to do if you decide that you really want to save your marriage. And then sometimes what can often come up is somebody is in love with 2 people. Someone wants to end the marriage or wants to end the affair and is not sure how to do so. So I'm going to be giving support here on how to end the affair. Because if you wanted to end the marriage, you probably wouldn't be listening to my show. So I'm going to be giving tips on how to end the affair in a peaceful and in a way where your marriage and your relationship with your love of your life is having the best chance of recovery. So if any of these 3 topics interest you, please do subscribe to the show. You can also check out my YouTube channel for more videos on affair recovery. I really like to help people. And if you're interested, of course, in diving deeper into working one-on-one with me, or in getting the Affair Recovery 30-set audio program, do visit my website, nicolabeer.com. Okay, so let's get into episode 1, how to recover after an affair. There are so many reasons why someone has an affair, but the reality is, regardless of why an affair is happening or has happened, the aftermath can be extremely damaging to any individual as well as the marriage. It can be so easy to lose yourself in a bubble of turmoil, wondering why your husband or wife turned to someone else. But even harder if the affair has been happening for a longer period of time, or it's with someone that you know. You may begin to start questioning yourself. Why didn't I realise this sooner? When did this affair begin? What did I do wrong? How could I not see this coming? Why am I such a fool? Although there is only one person that can really answer your questions about the affair, and of course that is your partner, it's very important not to attack yourself. And it can be very difficult, especially if you're dealing with a person who does not want to talk about it. They think that by holding back information, that by giving you the bare minimum details, they are helping you. They are sparing you pain. But what they don't often understand is that if you're not having all of the information, if there are gaps to their story, you're going to fill in the gaps yourself. And often the gaps that you fill in are going to be far worse than the reality, or very self-attacking. I've had many people jump into liposuction, plastic surgery on their face, breast enhancements, bum enhancements, lip enhancements, go on extreme diets, extreme fitness plans. I've had men who have gone for hair transplants, all different kinds of body changing activities because their self-love, their self-confidence, and the image of themselves has been shattered. And so the first thing to do is to not make any drastic changes to your appearance, to how much you love yourself. And by that, I mean keeping how much you love yourself in check. Because the affair, and I know this is really difficult to process, but the affair has nothing to do with you. It was a choice. It was a weak moment or moments on your husband's or wife's part. They made a decision. They were unhappy perhaps in the relationship, and rather than face and turn up to it and make changes, they didn't. Or they were happy in your relationship, but someone came along, offered them what they wanted, and they took it. This is about them. It is not about you. Of course, it's empowering to recognize your part in perhaps the marriage not being as great as what it could be, perhaps you not communicating as effectively, being as close as you want to be. It's good to take responsibility and take action, but blaming yourself, blaming the way that you look is self-attacking and doesn't help the relationship, and it certainly doesn't help you. Another thing that is very important to remember in deciding what to do and to repairing a relationship after there has been an affair is to understand that it often it is not the affair that ends the relationship. There is definitely hope. It's all about how the affair is handled. Are you feeling loved? Are you feeling cared for? Is there compassion for you? Are you getting the honest answers? Is the trust being rebuilt by actions, by open, flowing communication? It is also highly impacted by how you handle the affair. Are you going to beat yourself up? Are you going to be jealous, controlling? Are you going to allow your insecurities to act in irrational ways? Shouting, screaming, GPS tracking, email checking, phone checking, Facebook stalking, Instagram stalking, all of those things. Now, there's a caveat with this, and the caveat is, of course, at the beginning, in the first month or so, it's totally natural to act completely out of character. It's totally natural to wonder where on earth your normal, logical, rational self has gone. It's natural to want to check facts. It's natural to wake up in the night and think, I just want to check their emails, or I want to understand this. The anxiety, lack of sleep, everything can send your emotions, your thoughts into chaos. So don't beat yourself up if this is happening to you right now, if you feel like you've lost yourself. However, if this is carrying on past the first, let's say, 4 to 6 weeks, then it is important to take responsibility for this and to get some support to calm your thoughts. I do a lot of guided meditations for people. Sometimes I do hypnotherapy to feel more at peace, to feel calm, to boost their confidence, to restore balance in their mind and in their lives. Of course, anger is a natural, healthy emotion. And in the case of an affair, feeling angry, feeling lonely, feeling exhausted, feeling confused, feeling stressed is all, unfortunately, part of the cycle of discovering an affair. And so self-love is key. And that's why my self-confidence and self-love course is the most popular after the affair tool that I give to those experiencing the stress and turmoil of an affair. Because if you attack yourself, recovery is a lot harder. And a lot of people confuse self-love with, okay, I'm making myself a healthy meal, or I'm going to the salon and I'm going to get my eyebrows done and my nails done. That is not self-love. It's an action which may be loving, but actually the best and the most powerful way to love yourself is to speak kindly to yourself, to say positive things to yourself, to think positive things about yourself, and to encourage and give time and space to yourself, just like you would to a toddler. To a toddler, you would encourage them, you would praise them, you would compliment them, you would get excited for them, you would tell them that you love them, and it's that kind of relationship that you want to have with your health self. So I'm going to give a few more loving tips for you now, having helped to save thousands of marriages after an affair in my one-to-one affair recovery program and in my audio affair recovery program. Here are some tips. Tip number one is to take some time to process and feel the emotions. It's natural to feel hurt, rejected, unattractive, betrayed, and frustrated. You want to use these emotions to guide you into your next steps. Give yourself time to understand what has happened. Write down your feelings if it helps. A lot of people, it helps them to just get out their feelings, to write them down, to journal them. Some people like to use artwork to like be creative and let things out. Sometimes people like to put things on their phone, do Excel sheets, or verbalizing. Finding a therapist or a friend or a family member that you can trust not to judge you, and just to let it all out to. When we keep the emotions inside, the thoughts inside, this is where we can just get very obsessive, where we can feel very drained, tired, and feel like we're going crazy. And there is nothing worse. I've had this experience myself several times of thinking that you are going crazy or that you are crazy. It's a horrible feeling. The next thing that I feel is very important, and please do remember this, and that is that you do not need to make a decision right now. If you are in the first 3 months of discovering your husband's or wife's affair, you can feel an immense pressure, and often people have this immense pressure in the first few days or weeks of discovering an affair, and they're telling themselves all the time, I need to make a decision. Do I want to stay or go? Do I want to stay or go? Do I want to stay or go? I don't know what I want. One day they feel like they really want the marriage to work. The other day they hate their partner. Sometimes they love their partner. Sometimes they feel like, yes, I can forgive. Sometimes they feel like, no, there's no way I can forgive. I'm never going to forget this. And they just go round in this like vicious cycle, and they put so much pressure on themselves. Take that pressure away. You do not need to decide now. Be patient, be loving, trust that the answer will be revealed to you. At the right time, the answer will come. Maybe you'll be feeling the same way, like you really want the marriage to work over several days or week. And then you're like, okay, 95% of the time I want the marriage to work. That's fine. Let's go and let's take some action and do the steps. Or there may be times where you really feel like, do you know what? I am done. I'm absolutely done. And then it's overcoming your fears of being on your own, overcoming your fears of what will happen to your children, what will happen to your finances. And so again, working with somebody to help you through that can be very beneficial. So it's about tuning into what do you feel and what do you want over a period of time. Telling yourself, oh, I need to make a decision, is just adding more pain and more pressure that you don't need right now. The next step is to really write down all of your questions. You're probably going to have lots of questions. Questions for yourself. What do you need to do? What do you want? Where do you want to be 6 months or a year from now in your relationship, in your life? Some people I do longer than that. So where do you want to be in 3 years and things like that? And then what does your husband or wife want? Where do they see the relationship going? How do they see the relationship being rebuilt? Are they willing to do what it takes? Are you willing to do what it takes? Writing out a list of questions and answering these questions individually and together is the next very important step. Because if you've got unanswered questions, if your mind is a box of chaos and confusion, then it's very hard to feel good. It's very hard to feel at peace. And we all want to feel at peace, right? We all want to feel clear, calm and confident. So again, working through that, either on your own or with someone you trust, is very important. Now, what if your husband or wife is unclear on what they want? This is one of the most difficult things to deal with if you've been cheated on. You love your husband, you love your wife, you've discovered that they've cheated on you, you've revealed, you've uncovered their affair, you've exposed it to them, and they go into a depression. Or they go into themselves, and or they just have no clear direction or where they want to go. Perhaps they say, I'm not sure what I want. Perhaps they say to you that they are in love with the other person, and you can just feel even more overwhelmed. If this is the case, then it's important to do a lot more self-reflection. Because if you're going to be the one guiding, if you're going to be the one to make the decision on the fate of your relationship, you're going to need extra time to tune into what it is that you want. And as I mentioned, there are three main responses. There is the flight response, where you decide, you know what, you've cheated on me, you've crossed the boundaries, I want out. That's the flight. I don't want to face this, I don't want to deal with it, I've had it. Then there is the fight. I want to fight for the marriage. I believe that our family is worth fighting for. I believe that our love, our connection, I believe in our marriage vows. I want the relationship to work. I'm willing to do what it takes. I'm willing to fight. And again, sometimes I help some people on their own save the marriage single-handedly. And it can work, because if you make up 50% of the relationship, which you do, and if you give it all of your focus, your attention, you guide and steer the ship, shall we say, with a lot of power, a lot of focus, a lot of positive energy, you can make a 90% influence. So again, I help a lot of couples and individuals to save the marriage after the affair, and it's energy and focus and the right actions that are definitely required. And then the third response is freezing. Now, this is where you really do need to get help from friends, family, a specialist, if you find yourself frozen after their affair. Because staying stuck and staying frozen is not only going to hurt you more, it's also going to damage the relationship and ruin the chances of saving it. And if your partner is also frozen in their response after being caught after the affair, and you're both stuck and frozen, then it's going to be very horrible to be in that kind of relationship. So what do I mean by frozen? Frozen is literally where you are confused, you're unsure what you want, you're hot and you're cold, you're numbing yourself with food, with oversleeping, with overworking, with exercise, you're avoiding each other, you're not taking responsibility, you're not doing any actions to make the relationship work, you're not making any decisions about whether to stay or to leave. You're just kind of going along, bumbling along, bumbling along, bumbling along. And whether you like it or not, you're going to have lots of pain associated when you're in the frozen part, because you're going to be wondering, why are they not taking any action? Why are they not fighting for the marriage? Why don't they love me enough? Why haven't they said anything positive? Why are they not doing anything? And you're going to be stuck analysing. Analysing and analysing and analysing. You're going to feel absolutely drained because you're in your head, overthinking, overanalysing. And you may even go to a therapist and start talking about it. But talking and analysing is not going to get you unstuck. It's all about clearing the negativity, boosting your self-love and self-confidence, creating more happiness in your own life, in the relationship, through actions. And learning new skills in ways of communicating, connecting, and being happy. So it's very important, whatever you decide to do, that you take actions to become unstuck. Now, it doesn't happen straight away. You may feel stuck for a while, but at least you can say to yourself, I'm doing something. Now, what happens if you're in love with somebody who is in love with two people? What happens if your husband or wife loves you, is confused, and doesn't know how to end their affair? Well, as I mentioned, I do have an episode coming up on how to end the affair and save the marriage. So do make sure that you listen to that, or ask them to listen to that, for any guidance. Of course, you can reach out to me, and you can also find out more about my affair recovery program on my website, nicolabeer.com. It actually has 3 courses. It has How to Save the Marriage, has a self-confidence and self-love in there, and then it also has a meditations course, so to reprogram the mind to feeling more calm, more peace. So it's 3 audio programs into one called the Affair Recovery Program. So I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for listening to this episode today. I'm excited to be sharing more support with you very soon. And as hard as it is, it's very important to have the difficult conversation with your husband or wife. What did the affair partner give them? Why did the affair happen? How you can learn from it? How you can grow from it? And whilst these are very difficult to hear, these kind of answers, it's really the only way to become unstuck. If you're not sure what to ask them, then do feel free to reach out to me. On my website, you can book a call if you are ready to consider having some one-to-one support online. I would be more than happy to support you. Whatever you do, please don't suffer in silence and know that you are worth living a happy life. You are worth becoming free from the pain. You are worth having and being in a loving relationship. So from my heart to yours, have a wonderful week ahead wherever you are. The next episode is going to be focused on how to repair a marriage after an affair. Take care. Lots of love. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.